Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. This week we're going to look at the next series, the fourth series of the Star Wars Force Awakens 12-inch action figures, or Titan Hero series, depending on who you ask. Series 4 includes two figures you may have, one you probably don't have, and one you definitely don't have, because in the new bigger scale they are different. The wave includes BB-8, R2-D2, Darth Vader, and a Stormtrooper. Darth Vader and the Stormtrooper are pretty much the same as the ones sold a couple years ago for the Attack of the Clones 12-inch action figure line, which no one remembers, but they're nice. Darth Vader has a lightsaber blade that pops off the hilt and 5 points of articulation plus a cloth cape. The sculpting is very nice. It's a good figure that's big and cheap, which is, I like those things. The Stormtrooper is kind of the same. The body is unpainted, as are the legs. The arms have some black painted detail and articulated wrists. Actually, doesn't Vader have wrists too? I forgot. Yes, Vader has wrists too, so they have more than 5 points of articulation. The Stormtrooper has a blaster you can remove from his hand, which is a big deal, actually, because some of the figures have guns fused to the fist. The helmet is painted nicely. It can rotate, and he can stand, he can sit, he can walk around if you pick him up and move him. It's a decent figure overall, and I would say all these are a bargain for the asking price. I mean, you know, 11-ish, 12-ish bucks each. That's a good deal. And I just knocked something off of Vader. Vader's saber blade just fell off because I bumped it into my torso. There we go. Had to fish it off the floor under the desk in my studio and snaps right back into place. The two new figures are BB-8 and R2-D2, and I gotta say they're worth the price of admission. If you're an old school collector, you might remember back in the 70s and in the 90s, Kenner made 12-inch R2-D2 figures. This R2-D2 figure is bigger than the one from the 90s, by a considerable amount. Those were quite small. They're very good figures, but they were tiny. This one doesn't have as many features as either of the old ones. The original R2-D2 from the 70s had data cards you could pull out of the back and a chrome helmet. The one in the 90s had a third leg and some of the best sculpting you've ever seen on an R2-D2. This one does not have those things. It's a decent, solid figure. Two legs, no third leg. Dome rotates. There's no clicking feature. There's no chrome. But it looks like R2-D2 and it's nice and big. The figure has snap-on rocket boosters, which supposedly R2-D2 does not have outside of the prequel trilogy, but who knows anymore with the continuities and things. But those snap on over the legs instead of in the legs, so it looks nicer when he doesn't use them. Sculpting is great. He has wires coming out of the feet. There are no functioning wheels, and because it's R2-D2, he has only 3 points of articulation. If you think you might have seen a similar-looking droid, it's possible. A retailer with a big red dot sells R04L0 as part of their exclusive gift set, which also includes BB-8. But there's two different kinds of BB-8s. The box set one has different arms and some dirt on it, while the regular version is clean. It does not have dirty splotches on it, and it has two different arms. Each arm plugs into an orange, white, and silver plate. The plate plugs into BB-8. And he also has only 1 point of articulation, so he's a lot smaller than the rest, and the box is a lot bigger, just because he's kind of wide. So when you buy him, you might feel that he's a little small compared to the other ones, and you'd be right. But it's a neat figure, and $10 for a sizable BB-8 isn't a terrible price. It's not a comparatively great price, because R2-D2 is a little short too, but it's a good-looking BB-8, and they gave him more paint operations than the other figures in this line. You'll see lots of orange and silver, little panels here and there. It doesn't really feel like they skimped at all. The stripes were there. And you look at R2-D2, he pretty much looks like R2-D2. Silver would have been nice, but gray's okay for his dome. The Stormtrooper, you can absolutely see where some parts were left off. And Darth Vader, on the whole, looks like Darth Vader. It's kind of hard to mess up Darth Vader. Lightsaber hilt could have used some black, but that's it. I like this wave a lot because, well, I bought it, obviously. So for me, this is like exactly what I want. Bad guys and robots. Short of aliens, it's pretty much anything I could ask for. if you have the means, I highly recommend picking them up, as I am fond of saying. The arms with BB-8 include a claw arm that's different than the claw arm in the exclusive version. There's also some blue energy bolt stuff you can snap on, and a buzzsaw. The thumbs-up torch does not appear to be present, so you get a lot. You don't get it at all. The thumbs-up torch is something I'm hoping for. Jack's Pacific, I believe, is integrating one into their jumbo figure coming later this year, and I got a look at that at Toy Fair, and it's pretty nice, so you'll want to check that out. So, yeah, I recommend it to 1/6 scale collectors if you're not of the high-end variety, because it's kind of neat to see that you can get a 12-inch R2-D2 for about $10, or you can get a 12-inch R2-D2 for like $110, depending on what features you want. I'm too cheap, and I really like this, because R2 has a glossy black eye, the little red dot under his the eye box, the holograph projector is there. I'm sure somebody with a paintbrush could make it look really, really nice. But as it is, it looks good. The Stormtrooper invaders look okay. I'm not complaining. I mean, there are other neat figures in circulation, including Rey. C-3PO is in an aforementioned exclusive box set, and there's a lot more to go around. I'm trying to think what else I would want at this point, but I'm just pleased as punch to have an R2-D2 and C-3PO on my desk right now, and that 3PO is really nice. So, but anyway, this set includes Darth Vader, Stormtrooper, R2-D2, BB-8, and you can order it right now. We have other waves as well, and we have thousands of other items from Star Wars, Hasbro, Transformers, Star Trek, My Little Pony, Doctor Who, Batman, Jason Bateman, you name it, we've got it, probably. So check it out, we got sales every week, and I am rambling, so let me just tell you, I like these big figures, and they take up a fair amount of real estate on my desk, but I like them so much, I'm not putting them away. So yeah, take that as you will, they're good. See you next time, everybody. Have a great weekend, and go to the movies if you can. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, and check out our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com.